Welcome to Framework of Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework of Field is a series of Framework special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition is aired every second week, alternating with our standard Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework or contact us directly at framework@talk21.com. This edition has been produced in Bangalore, India by Keith de Mendonca.
Welcome to Framework of Field. This edition of Framework of Field has been recorded by Keith de Mendonca, and during this one-hour program, you'll be taken from Mumbai to Goa, Bangalore to the Himalayas, and even further afield to Bangkok in Thailand.
Hello friend, want to see? Very nice looking. Yeah, Dharmin. Very nice look, sir. You look. Very nice money. 20 rupees you look.
The sounds you hear now are the sounds of coins being dropped into metal prayer bowls by visitors in Wat Thri Met Temple, Bangkok. One of the journeys I went on in India was to go to Ladakh, which is in the far north of India in the Himalayas. This recording you're listening to at the moment is me getting a haircut in the city, or in the town of Leh. One of the things about this region is that it is at high altitude, and I actually recorded the sound of my own voice as soon as I got off the aeroplane because it had such a significant effect on my my voice. Interestingly also, the altitude meant that my iPod stopped working when I left Leh and went into the mountains, and then magically started working again when I descended and came back to the town. So we've just arrived in Ladakh, which is about 3,500 meters up in the air. We took off at about 6:30 in the morning from Delhi, where the temperature was already rising from high 30s to, I think, a daytime temperature, which would be mid 40s. And very steamy. My glasses steamed up as soon as I stepped out of the hotel into the day. And then our aeroplane that we got had to climb to 41,000 feet. 30,000 feet or 32,000 feet is a normal cruising height, but it had to fly to 41,000 feet just to graze through the Himalayas in order to get to the runway in Ladakh. We've landed now and arrived at the hotel. It's much cooler here, maybe 18 degrees centigrade. And we're surrounded by huge mountains. And the main thing is we are having a rest for the first day because we're really feeling the altitude. So if you can hear from my voice, it's kind of cracked from just the difference. The thinness of the air, and I feel short of breath. So a remarkable journey, 45 minute flight from Delhi, 200 meters into the Himalayas, 3,500 meters, and the effect it has on your body. That being said, actually, my voice never actually recovered from coming back to Bangalore from Leh and Ladakh, and it still has a kind of cracked quality even 7 or 8 months after that journey. So I don't think I'm really cut out to be a high altitude climber. I travelled to Goa just after the end of the monsoon, at around end of October, beginning of November. And the sounds you're listening to are the sounds of just early morning in Goa. You can hear the Mumbai train in the distance, and just the sound of the state waking up. When I was staying in Goa, the owner of the hotel where I was staying said that they'd had a bad monsoon that year. Now, the monsoon doesn't really affect Bangalore too much where I live because it's about 1,000 metres up and it's in the middle of the country. But he said that season they'd received 14 feet of rain instead of the usual 12 feet, which is quite a deluge. Sheltering from the heavy rain in Bangkok. back to Ladakh and the sound of some prayer wheels turning, striking bells as they turn, and also the sound of a young Buddhist monk chanting and drumming and yawning while he's praying in one of the monasteries. These distorted chanting sounds are the sounds from a local Hindu temple in Bangalore, where I live.
Om Deepanandamajamayam samarpayame
This is a recording that was made at dawn on a very chilly morning in Jaipur, which is in Rajasthan, northern India. And this is the sound of the many mosques that surrounded where I was staying, starting the day with their muezzin calls. You're now listening to a recording as I walk around Dhobi Ghat in Mumbai. which is a place where over 200 people work every day, flogging, washing, starching and drying the laundry of Mumbai.
Thank you.
These are Ladakhi work songs. One was recorded whilst watching a group of people loading rocks into the back of a lorry. The other recorded as men carried rocks onto the roof of their house near Pangong Lake.
This monastery belongs to the Yellowhead sect.
At the other.
Yeah, and on the other, on the wall painting on the back side of the prayer wheel, you can see.
You have been listening to Framework of Field, made by Keith de Mendonça. A sound journey around India.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, contact us at framework@talk21.com or see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework.
Thanks for listening.